Happy Monday, and welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show. My name is Nick Scarpino. With me, joining me for the first time in 2018,
it's true,
is the master of disaster, the guy with the best hair in the industry, Mr. Tim Geddes.
Bless him, host.
How are you?
Man, it is good to be back.
I know.
It's been about three weeks since I've been on the show.
It's been a while. Let's shake off the rust, buddy.
Let's shake it off, you know what I mean?
We got a good show today.
I am very excited to be back at
fun stuff.
Yeah.
At this table right now. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk Golden Globes. We're going to talk about what you...
The Golden Globes?
Golden Globes? What did I say? Golden Gloves or Golden
Sounds
Globes?
Sounds like gloves, but you know
yeah,
what I mean?
We're going to talk some Golden Globes. We're going to talk some Chris Hemsworth, which is always my personal favorite. Mm-hmm. And then in about 5 seconds, Cool Greg's going to come give me his 30-second review of Cisco's show. And spoilers, I've already gotten 20 seconds of it. It is something fucking splendid and special.
Yes.
Of course, if you guys didn't know and you're joining us live right now, thank you. This is the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Comes to you each and every day on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We watch. This is a live show. You guys should come watch. 11 a.m. There are people in the chat right now. Just like lovely 786.
And Lemur Toes.
Look at that. Oh, and Lemur Toes is here. That's great. And Moobot, who is here all the time.
Shout out to
because it's a robot.
Of course, A-Rock.
There you go, A-Rock. Lots of fun people. So you guys can come join us. Of course, if you can't, we post this video each and every day to podcast services and YouTube. So if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. I like to jump into the comments every day and just kind of go in there and give a little heart Kinda Funny logo.
Yeah.
Like I loved it. And then if it's extra good, I give it a thumbs up. And then if it's extra, extra good comment, I reply to it with Dash Nick.
Damn.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
I do the Dash
Tim
all the time.
Three levels of that. So go over there. And of course, if you guys are watching, or if you like to listen to this podcast, you're weird, but cool. Fantastic.
Make
sure
you
subscribe and share over there. Of course, today's episode is brought to you by the store, the Kinda Funny store. Kevin, pull this bad mamma jamma up. We have a new hoodie up. It's fantastic. It's gorgeous. It's something that I really want. Will I get one before we sell out? Let's hope so. I don't know. But it is pre-order only. That's an important safety tip. So if you guys are going to get this and you're going to get that cool Games Daily tee and the Party Mode tee, those two t-shirts will be delayed until that ships. So if you want them now and you have no patience because you're like me, put them on a separate order. Pre-order the hoodie. It's going to be hopefully a staple of our store, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying this whole thing out. It's dope, though. And by the way, it's not 100%. It's like a heathered black, right?
It's heathered black.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
Very excited about this. I famously am very generous with our merch because, of course, I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So when people give me, when they give us stuff to wear to promote the stuff, I love to just give that away to people. Gave my blue belt hat to my brother. I just regret that. Gave the cyan hoodie to my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Super regret that.
Yeah.
So this is my goal now is when I go and visit these human beings, I'm going to subtly steal those two pieces of merchandise.
We do pay for
back.
It, by the way.
I know we do.
It does.
But
it does come
out.
I mean,
it comes out of the coffer.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But it's
okay.
Not like I'm spending my hard-earned dollars on it. But I like to be that. Anyway, couple housekeeping news stories, housekeeping things before we go into the news stories. The Marvel Show. We put one episode up last week. The Iron Man episode is up, 45 minutes long. It's actually really, really good.
It's
I knew
really
it was going to be good.
I'm happy with
but
it.
But it's an awesome, Tim's hosting. You've done a great job of the first episode. It's an in-depth as we can get, look at one movie, which is really, really cool.
Yep.
And unlike Reacts, we spent a lot more time kind of going into the historical
research,
nature of it.
Yeah.
You do research on it. You do some, we talk trivia a little bit. And it's a really, really cool deep dive like product. I really, really like it.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited for recording today for the Incredible Hulk, which is going live tomorrow at 9 a.m. And oh man.
Save it. Don't even go there. But the Incredible Hulk, watch it tonight. So then tomorrow you can watch our review discussion and you know, talk in the comments along with us and rank along. I wonder where you're going to rank it between that and Iron Man. But it's also now iTunes approved it. So it's now in their hands. In the next couple days, it'll pop up on podcast service around the globe. If you can't wait, you can go to soundcloud.com/kindoffunnyreviews and get the audio version there.
Very cool.
You can get the RSS feed and just do it yourself manually if you're that type of person. Or youtube.com/kindoffunny. Throw a subscribe that way. We're going to be reviewing every Marvel movie, every Marvel Cinematic Universe movie each week leading into Infinity War.
Which is hilarious because I know we're doing this. And this is great. So last night I watched The Incredible Hulk, which, by the way, if you're going to watch, you should watch it again. Because it's really, really cool to watch these movies again with fresh eyes, having seen what they turn into.
That's a rule for us.
10 years later,
you
have to watch it.
You have to watch it again. You can't just be like, all right, I saw it. No, no, no.
But it's important too because, first off, a lot of different things. It was a lot different than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Second off, right after I'm done watching it, Blade is on TV.
Okay.
Oh, woo!
Okay.
Blade 1?
Blade 1, which I think I looked it up, but I was a little bit, I did two open mics last night, so I'm a little tired right now. I think it came out in 1998. Does that sound right for Blade? That's on too early.
98?
Sounds about right for
Sounds
Blade, right?
Sounds about right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it must be.
I miss Wesley Snipes as Blade. Bring back Wesley Snipes as Blade. For the love of God. Oh, my God. So good. Other housekeeping news. I will be at Cobb's Comedy Club this Thursday at 8 p.m. for a show called Real Live Comedians. I fit at least two-thirds of that title. So go over there, go to cobscomedy.com if you guys want to come see us. We'll all be there. It's going to be a good show. There's lots of drinks, two drink minimum, but we're going to do more than that. We're going to blow that out of the fucking
We're going to blow it out.
We're going to blow that out.
I want to pack that motherfucker, so show up.
Tim, I have to pick a Twitch channel to subscribe to.
If you did, what would you do?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Now, this is the thing. See. We've talked about this before. I want to pick either someone for the community.
Or Reef.
Whoa.
Or Coral Sword. Iron Princess News One, right?
Hmm. No, the thing about, I love that. But the thing about that is, I don't know, that doesn't feel right just yet. Joey! Can you come here?
Yeah,
can you come here?
What in the shit was that?
I think the audio's fucked up.
We don't need audio for the show today. Here's my question for you.
Yes.
Last month, yes. We said every month, I'm going to pick a new person to subscribe to.
Yes.
I'd like to pick someone from the community.
Okay.
Now, by me, I mean I'd love it for you to pick someone from the community that I can sub to.
Okay.
How do we make this happen? What's the best way to do this?
Best option, if you, I'm coming.
Okay, come in. Get in here.
If you are a Twitch partner or Twitch affiliate, tweet me with your Twitch link and I'll start a running list of people in the community that we can start subbing to.
That'd be fantastic.
There we go.
Love
That'll
it.
Do it for now.
There
I'll
you
probably
go.
Do a Google form at some point, but this is easier for right now.
This is a little easier.
Yeah. Perfect. We need it today, right?
We don't need it today.
Oh, okay.
I can do it anytime this month. Just want a month.
All right, all right, all right.
Because if you guys didn't know, if you have one, if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. I know, this is mind-boggling. You've never heard this before.
Who would have known?
I'm going to give it to someone in the community. If you guys want to use it to sub to us, it's free. Fantastic. If not, give it to someone else out there that's doing something awesome. Because if not, Jeff Bezos sits on a giant pile of money, just like the Joker from The Dark Knight. And he slides down it and then lights it on fire because he doesn't give a fuck about currency
no
anymore.
None
you know what I mean?
Why would he give a fuck?
He does. Have you seen him lately?
No.
He's jacked.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah. He's terrifying.
Okay.
One of the wealthiest, most influential people in the world, and he's jacked too. That's not fair.
Minute,
it should all
like,
look like
no,
Trump.
Heath Ledger died.
What's that?
Damn.
Heath Ledger died?
Oh, it's really
sad. Panda.
One of the Olsen twins killed him.
Yeah, well, no, we're not sure which one though. Because they're interchangeable.
Yeah.
They go by both.
Yeah.
Man. I was going to bring up Fuller House, but you know we talked about that enough last week. Cool, Greg. You had a fun thing happen. Come in here.
Come in
here. Now, you saw
the dragon.
The dragon.
I did.
On Friday night.
Amazing.
Live.
At 10:15 Folsom.
Folsom.
How was that show for you?
Man, it was better than I expected for sure, because I knew Cisco was going to kill it.
Right.
But I've only been to hip-hop shows, besides Kinda Funny Live. And Aaron Carter, when
mm-hmm.
I was really young.
So yeah.
I don't remember that.
Right.
But he danced the whole time. And I didn't know, like, people did that kind of thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like,
he moves
was
around.
Killing it. He had the backup dancers, like you guys had, but it wasn't a joke, you know? So it was really sick. The guy before him, I literally took out my phone, and I wasn't even drunk yet. I took out my phone and DM'd Tone Deaf, like, dude, I appreciate the music you made. Because he was fucking horrible. He was trying so bad. I honestly could not hang, but me and Armani.
What was his name? It was some bullshit.
Planet Booty.
Planet Booty.
He, by the end of it, he was showing the thong he was wearing. Yeah, and he was rapping. So you get what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't with it. Shout out to the best friends that came. There was about four of them I saw, which is cool. Another thing is, can I tell a quick story?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I was buying a jacket and a shirt at Old Navy.
I like the shirt.
And on Market Street, and this girl with blue hair says, hey, nice hat. And she works there, but she didn't say nothing about Cool Greg. She just said, hey, nice kind of funny hat.
Maybe that she just liked your hat and thought you were a fine-looking gentleman.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Hey, nice kind of funny hat.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so I was like, what the freaking cheese, man? But
yeah.
She didn't know it. Whatever, gotta keep going.
Do you get to see Cisco at all?
No, I talked to his cousin, though, so
cool.
That worked out.
Cool.
But I did get... Oh, man, that $7 champagne Cisco special, the next morning was definitely a $70 charge that I have to remember because I just kept going, dude. Oh, man.
Listen, there's a reason they call it a special.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? There's a couple things. I want to pick apart this story real quick. Not pick apart. I just want to point out some of the finer details of your brother's sterling review of Cisco's show. He starts off and said, me and my buddy Armani are there.
Yeah.
I want to meet Armani so bad.
Armani Dope Dick's what they call him.
Armani Dope Dick.
Yeah.
We'll call him that.
He calls himself that.
No matter what I
Monty,
do it.
Monty D.
Yeah, money D.
No matter what I do in my life, it will never be as fun as one night in Cool Greg's life. You know what I mean? It's just, you know why? Because he's untethered.
It's true.
He's untethered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out to Cisco. We had him on the show, of course, last week, and that episode's dropping when?
On?
We don't know.
It's on patreon.com/kindoffunny right now.
Oh, that's
now.
This week's episode.
So yeah. Okay.
It goes out on Friday.
And it goes out on Friday for everybody on youtube.com/kindoffunny.
God, that's so much easier now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Easy.
Bam!
Bam! It's there. Quick reminder, we will be reading tips later. If you guys want to give us a comment or say something crazy, we will read tips at the $5 or above level. So cue those bad boys up. Tim?
Yes.
You ready for some news?
Let's get right into it now.
Well, we're starting off with a bang. Last night, the Golden Globes happened. Did I watch them? No. Did Joey watch them? Yeah. Was she super excited? Yeah. Are we going to bring her in to talk about it? No. Don't need to, and here's why. Because does anyone really care about the Golden Globes, Joey?
Yes, people do care about the Golden Globes.
I don't think they do.
Streamed online for the first time, making them actually relevant.
See, Joey,
the only
you.
Reason why I care about the Golden Globes is for the movie category, because generally they tend to be a little bit of a prediction of what's going to get nominated and potentially win for the Academy Awards.
Turns out, three billboards won a ton of
shit. Let's go through that list right now. Joey, why don't you come on? Come on here. We'll read through the ones that won. Of course, Oprah Winfrey was honored with the Cecil B. DeMille Award. For movies, because no one cares about TV.
Hey, Joey,
three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Go to the left or the right.
Oh, I can't see which one
it
is. I know.
We don't know. Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri won for Best Picture Drama, Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy. Lady Bird won.
They gave a shout out to Sacramento.
Mal and I were both very excited.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys were.
The only time anyone will ever
shout out Sacramento.
Dude, what doesn't make any sense at all. So it was Best Musical or Comedy, and Get Out was also. In this category.
The Golden Globes, they categorize shit in a very, very weird way.
I don't understand that. But.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Didn't make sense when they categorized The Martian as a comedy either, but they did that.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. They do very, very, very weird things. Of course, Frances McDormand and Gary Oldman won for their respective roles in Three Billboards and Darkest Hour. And then
James Franco
taking home Best Actor in a Motion Picture Musical or Comedy for The Disaster
Coming
Artist.
Up on stage with Tommy himself.
There he is.
And then putting out the arm and fucking stopping him.
Yeah.
Just he knew not to give that man the mic.
Oh,
handled
no.
It like a champ.
Hi, guys. But I liked his tweet.
Yeah.
Did you see his tweet?
Yeah, I did.
Franco?
No, Tommy Wiseau's tweet said, what was it, 14 years later, we're finally on the Golden Globe stage. Never give up your dreams, is what it said. Now, I don't know if that was a dream of his or not, but he nailed it.
He fucking nailed it,
ladies and gentlemen. Of course, my goal in 2018 is to be able to say this actor's name, this actress's name correctly. Saoirse Ronan, I believe is how you say her name.
Okay.
Pretty close.
I looked it up and Googled it. The phonetic right there. It's right there if you guys see it. It's in the documents. That makes it real.
Saoirse.
She won for Lady Bird, which I really got. I gotta see
this. She was great.
It's good. She was also really good in Brooklyn that came out a couple years ago.
People have said that.
And that kind of came and went. And then, of course, Sam Rockwell won for Three Billboards.
So good.
And I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I haven't seen Three Billboards. I haven't seen Lady Bird, so I cannot make a judgment on that. Mm-hmm. I will see them before the Oscars. Guillermo del Toro won for Best Director for Shape of Water. I got to see that too.
That's awesome.
I did, however, see I, Tonya. Let me tell you, Allison Janney won last night for I, Tonya.
Yeah.
I, Tonya. Allison Janney is like a fucking sniper rifle. You see what I'm saying?
She's a precision instrument.
Okay? When you need the fuck to get the fucking work done, Alice, you bring in that bad motherfucker, Allison Janney, and she comes in and she cleans house, and she is fucking nominal in I, Tonya. Steals the show. Thank God she's only in it like 20 or 30 scenes, because if she was the lead of that show, or if she wasn't the lead of the show, Margot Robbie, she wouldn't be. Margot Robbie was great too, and so was the Winter Soldier guy. He was great. But Allison Janney
is
arguably one of the best working actors in Hollywood today. I stand by that.
She's pretty great.
What were the other highlights of the Golden Globes last night for you?
Oprah's speech.
We're going to get to that in a second.
9 minutes of video that's come out this year.
It was this year. Oprah got
it in the last
eight days. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's better than last year, so that's good.
Natalie Portman.
Killing it.
Sick burn.
Sick burn. and then the male nominated category for all directors. Yeah.
Exactly.
That was fun.
That was good.
What'd you think of Seth Meyers' opening monologue?
I really like him. I think he's funny.
You can't not like Seth Meyers.
Right?
He's like, It's like birthday cake. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, maybe I don't want birthday cake today, but I like birthday cake.
I'll say I didn't see the speech. I should watch it later to see if I change my mind. Seth Meyers is like the least interesting of all of them.
That's why they cast him, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's
like the Jimmy. James Corden, like the Jimmy
James Corden's killing it. James Corden went from like you're a fucking joke to like, damn, this guy is everywhere, and I'm not upset about it.
Exactly.
James Corden's having that like he had that first year that like Fallon had. And now Fallon, everyone's like, yeah. It's Fallon, whatever. Yeah. But I feel like James Corden will, like Seth Meyers has always been sort of like a mainstay. Mm-hmm. He's never crazy polarizing. He definitely does. He definitely does. But I think that's, I just started watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Because it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix now. And I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot. Did not realize it was more of a car show and a talk show. I thought it was more just like they get in a cab or whatever and they talk. Mm-hmm. No, they feature fucking awesome automobiles. And as you know, I watch every show on the Velocity Channel.
Yeah.
This one is just, right? It's hitting that dopamine level that I need. Ooh, it features some cool cars. But Seth Meyers is on one of the episodes. He's a good guy, but I think he's got such a fascinating story because he was head writer. He was one of the writers and then head writer for a very long time. He was at SNL for 12 years.
Man.
It was that long.
Yeah. And in that time, the only thing I remember him from was Weekend Update, which is something he says too. He's like, people don't really remember any of the characters I did because all I was really ever good at was Weekend Update and basically being the head writer, which is pretty fascinating. Like, I don't know, it's weird. Mm. I'd love to have Drucker on and talk about the years that he did.
I want to see the other winners.
Let's keep going down. Let's see, best original score, best original score, best screenplay is Martin McDonagh for the Three Billboards really clean it up. Ah, the robots are attacking. Mm-hmm. Best foreign film in Fade, and then there's television.
Yeah, I want to. What are the television?
Handmaid's Tale took home best television series for a drama, which everyone seems to love.
Okay.
The Marvelous Miss Maisel, which I have to watch, took home best television series.
Gia loved Handmaid's Tale.
For musical and comedy. She's probably going to like this too, because D loves
The Marvelous
Miss Maisel.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
It's a show about a housewife in New York in the 1950s, I want to say.
I think it's earlier than that.
Whose husband tries to become a stand-up comedian and fails, and then so she does it. And then starts to succeed.
Oh!
It's written by the same person that wrote Gilmore Girls.
It's Rachel. Awesome. Rachel, let's see,
Amy
she won.
Sherman-Palladino.
Going down, Nicole Kidman won for Best Little Big Little Lies. Ewan McGregor won for.
Go on. So Big Little Lies won Best Limited Series or Motion Picture Made for Television, which is interesting. I enjoyed the hell out of that show.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that good.
The Handmaid's Tale is supposed to be really,
really
good.
Enjoy it.
Well,
you guys should. You liked Black Mirror, you don't like Black Mirror.
I haven't tried Black Mirror. I saw Handmaid's Tale peripherally.
Yeah.
Did you watching it?
Yeah.
Okay. D watched it and she was like, it was really intense.
It's
like,
really, really intense.
That was a show that I tried to binge, but I couldn't, similarly to Black Mirror. It was too heavy and you needed to.
Yeah,
you gotta put a little space between there.
It was so good.
Well, Elizabeth Moss won Best Actress for The Handmaid's Tale. Ewan McGregor won Best Actor for
Fargo. Ewan McGregor coming out looking straight up like Obi-Wan.
Ewan McGregor. Never went away, okay? We just went away from him for a while.
But I mean, he looks like his hair, he looks like Obi-Wan.
He's ready for it.
He's ready, man. He's like, Disney, look at my fucking face.
Yeah.
I can do this again.
Disney,
better.
Disney, just give us one. Do you see what I'm saying? Just give us one. Give us this one, okay? Let's keep going down. Sterling K. Brown won for This Is Us. Rachel Brosnahan won for The Marvelous Miss Maisel. Aziz Ansari won for his show Master of None on Netflix. Alexander Skarsgård, Big Little Lies. Laura Dern, Big Little Lies. So Big Little Lies
Laura Dern and Big Little Lies. I mean, she was great. But I would give that to almost anyone else in the cast.
Really?
Except for maybe Shailene Woodley.
Are you saying that because of you hated her in The Last
That's
Jedi?
That's not why I'm saying that. She just wasn't in it enough.
I hated her. It was
Reese
motherfucking Witherspoon deserves every award ever for her performance in Big Little Lies.
But I think she was supporting and Reese was amazing.
Oh.
So she would have gone up against Nicole Kidman.
You're right. That makes a lot of sense.
I don't remember who else was nominated for the same category.
Yeah, I didn't pull the whole nominated list because it was too hard to read. Yeah. This is just a little bit easier for us. But shout out to Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. That's going to be our deep dive topic later today, Tim. Spoilers. Because he had a great tweet last night of what he did after the show, and I want to know what you do after the show after winning Golden Globe.
It was funny, too, because the music tried to cut him off, and he was like, it's taken me 15 years, whatever he said. Give me another minute.
Yeah, that's nice.
Baller.
Give me another minute. Okay, cool. Well, thank you for that.
Are we going to talk about what we watched this weekend at any point?
We can if you want.
Yes.
What did you watch this weekend?
I watched a Netflix original series called The End of the Fucking World.
Oh, cool.
Have you heard about it?
Was that the kid who's like a psychopath?
Yeah.
How is that?
So apparently there was a pilot for this. Mm-hmm. It's a British show.
Yeah, it's a kid like burns his hand on the
There was a pilot of it in 2014. It's based on a graphic novel. Cool Greg a couple days ago was like, man, I started watching this random ass show and I binged the whole thing in one sitting and I was like, what the fuck? It's only 8 episodes, each one's 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So like, it's in, I think me and Gia did it in 2 sittings. I really enjoyed it. It has some pacing issues, but it's the story of this like psychopathic boy who's 17.
Right.
And a girl who's also 17. And it's just them essentially being like, hey, fuck this, let's run away together and go on an adventure and fuck shit up. And they fuck shit up and things get really bad.
But his whole concept is that he is sort of like, he thinks he's a sociopath of some sort, right?
He is a sociopath.
Okay.
Like he's, what's happening? Oh my god.
Don't do that. Can you not towards the screen?
So the whole
clearly
whole
Greg saw my tweet from earlier today and decided that he wanted to just interrupt the show for a little bit.
So there the whole concept is, yeah, that he's this like psycho, like the whole thing starts off, he's like, I've never really had feelings. Mm-hmm. And like he sticks his hand in a deep fryer. And it gets all fucked up and he's just like, eh, whatever. And it's really dark, and he's just like, I killed a bunch of animals. I'm spoiling these happened in the first 2 minutes.
This is a trailer, by the way.
Yeah, it's like literally, I'm spoiling the trailer. He's just like, I've killed a bunch of animals, and like, that kind of was interesting to me. I want to kill something bigger.
Damn.
Like, I want to kill a person.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he like targets this girl immediately, because like, she starts giving him shit, and then they just kind of like, obviously fall in love and all that stuff, and it's great. It's
interesting.
I recommend it. It's cool. And it's a quick watch, too.
I put it on my queue last night because I saw it was one of those that, like, you know how Netflix does that annoying thing where on your PS4 app it just starts playing the trailer?
Yeah.
And no matter what you do, you have to keep moving the fucking thing or else it keeps playing the trailer and it gives me anxiety.
Can't stand still.
Well, that was one of those that actually got me. The trailer for it actually got me. And I'm like, all right, I see where you're at.
Yeah.
Put it on the queue.
And it is that. It is definitely, it's very British.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, it's cheeky. It's definitely cheeky. And I feel like it's so absurdist in the beginning. Where you're like, nobody would ever act this way, so it kind of upsets you. But then everything starts making a bit more sense in the world that they're in. It's like the two main characters are so different than everyone else that I feel like it starts to, when you learn them and understand like what they're doing, I'm like, oh shit, it works out really well. And by the end of it, I'm like, oh fuck.
I think the best part is that it's like 22 minute episodes or whatever.
And so only 8
like,
of them.
Yeah, exactly. So it felt like, oh man, like Jen and I started it while we were like folding clothes or whatever. And then I was like, oh fuck, you want another? And then it was like, we're 3 or 4 in and we went out, did other stuff, came back, watched a couple more. And then I was like, oh fuck, there's one left. Like,
yeah.
Super easy to clown out. It was great. It was awesome.
I feel like there's great cliffhangers for the first couple episodes. The middle kind of meanders a bit, like Netflix always does.
Yeah, always.
But it ends strong.
All right.
It ends very different than it begins, but it's cool.
You know, it's based on a graphic novel.
Yeah, I looked it up. The graphic novel looks not what you think it looked like.
Yeah, no, I looked
it up. It's like little stick figures and shit. I'm like, all right.
Maybe weird. You guys should think about reading that for your new comic book show that happens monthly.
You know what? I don't come in here and tell you how to run this show. I don't fucking come over
you
here.
You do literally all the time. Before I came on today, you're like, this is what you should do, and you give me 5 things.
I'm just saying, like, you know, there was a lot of good stuff.
There's a lot of good stuff.
What do you think about it, Cool Greg?
Oh, man, I fucking love you. I'm 2 episodes in.
Here's the Cool Greg review.
I liked it, man. I feel like sometimes when you go through those weird ass stages in life, you're kind of psychopathic. You have like bullshit ass thoughts. I don't usually see that reflect on Netflix. So it's cool to see this. Like, it reminds me a lot of the music I listen to, where it's like, oh, that's a fucked up human trying to make something better out of him. Like, that's cool. Like, I don't know. I related to it. I liked it.
That horrifies me.
The
point
was really good.
Cool Greg was like, Cool Greg comes out, he was like, it was uplifting and inspirational, man. It really just like made me think everything I think is okay.
Was really good in Black Mirror too.
Get over here.
So,
we need to hear you.
What?
And they need to see your goddamn face, you little beautiful bastard.
The main actor is really good in Black Mirror. He was in the episode of Shut Up and Dance.
Shut Up and Dance.
And it's a fucked up episode. But that's the first thing that I recognize him from. I'm 2 episodes in. I really like it. Really funny, creative writing. Funny, creative cuts.
Yeah.
You know, I love that shit, so it's really cool.
Check it out. It's called
End of the Fucking World.
The End of the Fucking World.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
Let's skip this next story because we've talked about the Golden Globes enough. Let's go into the following up story. So, in good news.
Just give me a second. We lost the internet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We're down?
It looks like the whole office.
Internet dead, yeah.
Yeah. Internet dead.
We're still rolling.
You guys keep doing your show.
Yeah.
Do we keep still? I never understand what we're supposed to do. Do we pause at this
going.
Point?
You keep
just
going.
Keep going.
There's we keep going because this is going up on the tubes.
Imagine it is going us up on being the tubes. A lighthouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the ship.
Yeah.
You got to keep coming lighthouse. Ashore.
I'm the lighthouse.
Michael, row your boat ashore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Old man in the sea. Old man in the sea.
I don't know. Is that part of it?
No, I mean, he's in the sea too, right?
Life's but
there's lots of people in the sea. Right now, Tim.
That part. Yes.
Are you ready for some of the best news you're ever going to get in 2018?
Oh, yes, I am.
Chris Hemsworth is ready to do more Thor. Now, I'd like to open this story. Oh, thank God it's open already because our internet died. So this is great. This is over on Egan.com. Headline reads, Chris Hemsworth wants to do more Thor movies after Avengers 4. Laura Prudhomme says, Chris Hemsworth has only been playing Marvel's Mighty Thor for 7 years, but in the short span, he's reprised his role just as many times or more if you count director Taika Waititi's hilarious Team Thor short films, having just wrapped filming on... Long story short is, his contract's done.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what he has to say. Quote, I've just literally 2 days ago finished Avengers 4, and that's my contract. My pre-existing contract is done now, so it's kind of like, wow, that's it. Hemsworth reflected. He's so smart. He's so smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
He's like really deep, but he's so pretty.
He's so pretty.
Two or three films ago, I was like, okay, a couple more. I was enjoying it. But then I was like, I felt a little restricted. Then after this last experience with Taika and actually the last two Avengers films, I feel like we've reinvented the character a number of times. Even in those next two, he evolves again. You don't get the opportunity often in that franchise. So I definitely feel a renewed sense of excitement and enthusiasm, and more so than ever. He goes on to say, "That's right now, it's about Avengers, and it's about the storyline and those characters. That's the focus, in all honesty. I haven't had conversations about anything else beyond that."
IGN, man, killer interview with Chris Hemsworth. Got a lot of info out of him. They got this. They got him talking about Star Trek and a whole bunch of other things. Like, they did a good job actually getting news from an interview. Journalism.
Wow. Journalistic integrity, ladies and gentlemen. Boys
this
and
is
girls.
Great, though. I mean, it's cool. Whatever. We'll see what happens. Who the fuck knows what happens after Avengers 4. It's interesting that he has rapped on Avengers 4.
Yeah.
Because Avengers Infinity War is Avengers 3. So Avengers 4 is the next movie that's coming out supposedly next year.
Yeah.
And from I was reading about this, and I might get the month wrong. It was either May or July. I think it was July. Supposedly, production is going all the way up until July this year. So for him to be wrapped this early, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Does he die? We don't know.
I mean, he wants to come back.
But I think more likely than not, they were just shooting all the movie at once.
They weren't.
They must have.
So originally they were supposed to shoot 3 and 4 back to back or together, and they were like, "Oh shit!" Early on, they're like, "This isn't going to work."
Interesting.
And so they're like, "We're changing it now. We're going to shoot it back to back."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Fascinating. Fascinating. I do not have this next story up. Kev, do we have the internet yet?
Can I tell you a story, Nick?
Sure.
I sent you a DM. I thought you were going to be a lot more appreciative.
Okay.
Quavo was hanging out with Jeff Goldblum. Is that the guy you like?
I love Jeff Goldblum.
And I love Quavo.
I do love Jeff Goldblum.
Such a picture. It's like us hanging out. I don't know. That was really good.
That makes me happy. That does make me happy.
You're the Jeff Goldblum in this situation, Nick.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I also love that there's that gif going around where it's the back of someone's head and then he turns around and it snap zooms and it's Jeff Goldblum.
Oh my gosh.
I've seen that. Seen this? No.
It's the best thing ever.
We need to reenact it with you. We have to.
It's the best thing ever. It's just on like a random, like, I think it's like a red carpet or some event, and it's just the back of someone's head and then he just goes like this.
Oh my gosh.
It on him.
Have you seen it with that song?
No, but it's beautiful.
Hello?
Dude, it's...
Is it Hello?
No,
Hello.
Because it sounds like that.
It's so perfect.
You're looking for? Is it, are we back yet? Is the internet back yet?
It doesn't look like it. This is a new router, so we don't know how long it's going to take to get reconnected.
Well, that's poopy. Can you scroll down this story? Let's read this story. Kev, I'm sorry, I can't pull it up, so you're going to have to scroll with me.
No worries.
This is from Bloody Disgusting. It says, just 2 weeks ago, an unconfirmed report indicated that 20th Century Fox had pulled the plug on Ridley Scott's Alien Awakening, the tentatively titled third film in the Alien prequels that would follow both Prometheus and Alien Covenant. It wasn't that surprising, considering the weak box office performance of Covenant and Scott's ability to go back to the drawing board and reel in a budget. But what really muddied the waters was Disney's acquisition of 20th Century Fox. With Disney, a family-friendly company... what's up? What's happening?
Back.
Okay, great. We're back. With Disney, a family-friendly company, back such a violent R-rated franchise, would they look at the numbers of Prometheus and Covenant and say to themselves, man, what a great investment? There we go. I think not, and it's more And it's looking more and more grim for Scott's plans to turn Alien into the next Star Wars. In fact, after months of posturing that nothing would stand in the way of Awakening, earlier 2018 production, Scott has finally confirmed the franchise's uncertainty. Quote, "It looks to me that the Fox deal is certainly going to go ahead with Disney, and I've been with Fox for a number of years, and all the money in the world," director told Digital Spy before sounding doubt about Disney's willingness to make a darker kind of film. Quote, "I'm hoping I'll still be, probably be there, so... I'm hoping I'll still probably be there. Whether or not they go ahead with such a dark subject, being Disney as Alien remains to be seen. There's not much to this story other than it looks like Disney might be like, hey, you know, you got to make money, Ridley Scott. And you got to make good movies.
I'm going to be 100% honest. All these Alien movies fucking suck. Prometheus was awful.
This is dumb.
It had the potential to be great, and then the sequel, God, it was upsetting to watch.
The thing about the Alien series at this point is I don't even think that there's actually fans that stand up for it. It's not like there's like a group of people that are like,
no, but seriously, guys.
It's just they're doing them.
There's probably, I mean, obviously on the internet, there's always a strong contingent, there's a small contingent of someone who's like, this is great. I can explain all these things. They explained it away with one line where he was like, this is what I'm doing. It's perfect. What are you talking about?
Yeah. You fucking nailed it, man. If I close my eyes, I can see the internet comment, you know?
Dear Nick, you're so wrong. They perfectly made Covenant and Prometheus tie in together with one line where he was like this. Ha ha ha, stupid. You don't understand screenwriting. You're dumb as shit. Like,
I wanted to know what happened to the, I can't remember the name of the girl.
Nope. Noomi Rapace. You wanted to know what happened to her character, but instead you got her.
She was, she was gone, and then at the end it's like, oh, okay. Well, there it is.
Yeah. Now, totally unrelated.
Terrible.
But I think they came out around the same time, so my brain triggers it. Kong Skull Island.
Yeah.
Watched that movie with the sound off on an airplane with it in front of me recently, and I was like, I want to watch this movie. What the fuck is going on?
It is not a good movie.
You don't really?
Visually.
It looks awesome.
If you watch it without the sound, you watch the movie.
Yeah. Okay.
There's not much more to that. Really? Yeah, there's not much more to it.
The story is also really, really awful.
Yeah. So, you know what was weird to me about Kong Skull Island? By the way, I mean, I enjoyed the movie. It was fun to watch. It's fun to watch because it's visually cool. But I was like, how are all these giant creatures on this tiny little island and they haven't killed each other already?
Well, wasn't it surrounded by like a cloud? And
no. That's not what I mean. I mean, ecologically speaking, how does he get enough food to subside? Like, there are gigantic fucking creatures on this thing. Giant spiders that are walking around. But, what do they eat?
But the like, what were they? Like, lizards things had killed all the Kong.
I understand that. But to me, like, size-wise, the island was like a normal island.
I think
he's 80 feet tall, so he can walk the whole island in 5 minutes.
Yeah, but the spiders were proportionally big.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they're giant. How did they not kill everything? Those things are huge. Huge, Jerry. Huge.
Yeah, it was, how were those people there? And how was that,
it was
pilot weird. There for so long?
Yeah.
Well, that was hilarious.
John C. Reilly's fucking hilarious.
John C. Reilly's hilarious, but the fact that,
you're all gonna die. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
The fact that they were like, let's have John C. Reilly on this. It just makes no sense.
I saw him in the trailer, and I was like, oh, man, he's gonna ruin this movie, and he was the best part.
Yeah.
As John C. Reilly tends to be the best part of everything he's a part of. That is just the way it goes. You should watch it.
I mean,
you should watch it.
I watched it.
It's a fun movie. It's just not.
I feel like I got it. But it's a bad movie.
It's not very deep.
I was like, oh shit, okay, this looks way wackier than I expected it to.
I guarantee you actually watching it will ruin it for you.
Got it.
Yeah. Now this next.
Also, the aspect ratio was all wonky on it.
Was it
weird. It because you know how
it shot in super wide. It was super anamorphic.
Yeah, sometimes there's the IMAX thing where it'll go full frame.
Yeah.
And it'll go away. You know what I mean? Like in Transformers or in Dark Knight or whatever. This movie, it instead of IMAX, it went the other way. And it went super ultra wide.
That's weird. Maybe there was something they couldn't show.
Yeah, it was weird. No.
You saw the plane cut, right?
I mean, I did research later. Like, they shot it in some way that, it was.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe they just wanted to do that for perspective.
For random shots. It was weird. I don't know.
Now, Tim, I'm going to bring this next. I have no idea what this is, but I saw it on the Reddit this morning.
I
have no idea what it is. I wanted to see if this is a movie you'd be interested in seeing with me.
Wait.
Can I bring this up?
Yeah, it's up. You should watch the trailer.
It's called Mom and Dad, and it's, quote, like a twisted remake of Home Alone on bath salts.
I mean,
and it's starring Selma Blair and one Nicholas
Selma Blair
Nicholas Kitch face. He's gonna take my face off.
Wait, Tim, have you seen trailers for this?
No, I haven't. Who's Selma Blair?
Selma Blair, you know Selma Blair. You've
she
seen
was
Selma
in
Blair
Hellboy. She was the girl.
She was in Legally Blonde. She played the new girlfriend who was really mean to her, and then they became friends at the end.
Was she in Exorcist? Yes,
she was in Cruel Intentions. That's right, with Ryan Phillippe.
I'm in.
Done, wait, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know what the premise is?
No, I
don't want to. I just want to go.
I really.
I like this poster. I get it.
It's Home Alone on bath salts.
Movie pass, motherfucker.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
This looks like it's going to be.
When's it come out?
It's probably going to be TV in about one day.
Put it on the calendar for tomorrow.
If I'm guessing. If I had to guess, this will be out. But you know what? I like to give Nicolas Cage a chance because at one point, he won an Academy Award. I just want everyone to remember that. Or at least he was in an Academy Award nominated movie.
We were talking about this last week. You said he won for...
Did he win? Look that up real quick. It was Leaving Las Vegas, but I know it was nominated. I don't know if he won or not. Tim, deep dive topic time. Now, this is a very, very important topic.
Is it?
And I thought it'd be fun for Monday. It's never important with me. Guillermo del Toro, last night, won a Golden Globe for Best Director for Shape of Water. Mm-hmm. After which, he went straight to In-N-Out to get a double-double.
Yeah.
And tweeted this after the Globes celebration. So this is my question to you. 10 years from now,
yes,
to make the Tim Gettys life story, mm-hmm, starring Tim Gettys and Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
Okay. You win a Golden Globe, which is one of the most prestigious awards in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Where do you go at? What's your go-to snack afterward?
Go-to snack?
Yeah, you're in SoCal. So you have, let me lay out the options for you. You're in Southern California because that's where they hold this, right? You've got Taco Bell, of course, a staple.
Yeah.
You've got In-N-Out, of course. You want some of Del Taco.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
See, my thing is, I wouldn't do any of those. I want, if it's late night, I want pizza. Like, I need pizza.
Where are you going?
I mean, if it's SoCal, I don't know. I'm kind of fucked. I'd come back to San Francisco, figure that shit out. Senores, pizza.
It's 6 hours or an hour and a half flight.
What's up?
I said, it's like a long flight. We're not going to make it back in time for the pizza place's opening.
Well, depending, glow.
Here's the thing. I think if we lose, we definitely go to Del Taco and we go there fucking hard.
I think you and me are in at the Golden Globes. What's that?
Two Oscars.
Oh, he won for Adaptation.
No, I'm sorry. He was nominated for Adaptation.
But he did one.
Adaptation. What a movie.
It was a good movie.
Never watched it.
I gotta go. I gotta be honest with you guys on this one. I love T-Bell. T-Bell, if you're watching, I love you. Te quiero mucho. But I'm in SoCal, I win a Golden Globe, straight to Del Taco.
Yeah. I can tell you where I'm not going.
Take
In-N-Out.
Me to Del Taco.
What?
You wouldn't go to In-N-Out?
Yeah,
I'm not an In-N-Out guy.
Let's gamble Del Taco, though.
Overrated.
Man. Really?
The most overrated.
Is it overrated?
Yes.
Or is it just so good and you've had it too much that you're just spoiled?
No,
it's
overrated.
Californian.
People have turned In-N-Out into this like mecca of fast food, and it's totally not that. It's just a place.
Dude,
I will say this. There are always people who will defend till the day they die their burger place,
mm-hmm,
right? You got the Shake Shack people, you got the Five Guys people,
mm-hmm,
you've got the In-N-Out people, small contingents, all of them all over the place, right? You're all wrong. In-N-Out's the bomb. That's all I'm saying.
I guess.
Let's be honest, McDonald's the best.
And
it's
out
the best, you know?
For life.
Yeah.
You know why? They always have those nice teenagers who are always well-mannered, and they come out, and they come to you when you're in the
drive-thru.
Well-paid
teenagers.
They're all well-paid. They got, like, healthcare, they got 401ks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're, like, disability, all that stuff. They come out to take your order, you're through the fucking thing, and it's like, boom, you're done.
Done deal.
You got those. You know actually why I love In-N-Out?
Why do you love In-N-Out?
It's going to be the weirdest thing I've ever said to you, arguably.
I don't know about
that.
When
they put their aprons on, they use giant pins. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're
that's
weird.
Part of their whole thing.
They're so weird.
But that's why
there's so many weird ass things like
there's
the cross palm trees. You know about this?
No,
X
I did not
marks
know that.
The spot, man.
Yeah, X marks the spot. Every fucking In-N-Out has cross palm trees.
But don't be mad about it.
That's like, genius. That's Tim Gettys level.
And also,
shit.
Then it's like, we found but In-N-Out that don't fit like, this, but every single one is supposed to have the same floor plan.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Did you notice that? Think about it. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Consistency, man.
So there's that, and then all the weird Bible quotes and shit.
The cross palm trees?
Yeah.
Like, how cool is it that they have a button-down shirt that has the all-over print cross palm trees?
I mean, one thing is, I'm not hating on those aspects.
I'm just saying, like, they made something simple that you could print all over a shirt and sell.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I'm just putting out that Nada Enchilada in the chat says, Nick is correct. I don't know about what, but you're right.
Dude, yeah,
I am probably right.
It's In-N-Out. That's what he's talking about. That's what you were just
talking
about.
Maybe Del Taco. Who knows?
Yeah, I know people love In-N-Out. And I don't hate on them loving it.
I really like In-N-Out. It's crazy.
You don't hate In-N-Out. I feel like you think it's overrated.
I don't hate it. Yeah. I just think it's overrated.
Like you and I have been to an In-N-Out together.
I'm fine with In-N-Out. I would never choose In-N-Out to be...
Animal Style.
I honestly feel like the last...
Animal Style's dope, but...
It's so dope.
I think the last time I got In-N-Out was with you and the guys when we drove down for Kevin Smith. Remember that?
What a day.
When Kevin almost killed us, but also saved our lives.
Yeah.
By driving home.
That was some of the tiredest driving I've done.
That I was really tired because Kevin, who was tired, was like, I'll drive. And I was like, okay. I had no problem with that.
You didn't even resist a little bit.
No, I fell asleep in the back.
You let me do whatever I wanted.
I drove us home.
Oh, you did? That's right.
No. I drove a lot of it. And then the last 2 hours, I was like, Tim,
and then Tim saved our life.
No, not true at all.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Tim took a lot of it, I remember. I remember Tim from in and out all the way back up. I'm pretty sure Tim did it.
Because you were fading.
That was a weird day.
Well,
it was
that day wouldn't end. Didn't it start super early?
The day was approximately 48 hours long.
Yeah.
Because we had driven in the night prior. Oh, yep. That's a good story. Go back and watch. You guys can see that. It's on like GOG number 15 or whatever. Lex King has given
us
our first...
You guys want to get In-N-Out for lunch today?
I do. I really do, actually.
100%.
I'm glad that you mentioned that because
I would never say,
right.
Let's go get In-N-Out. And then 10 seconds later, you
double,
say,
double animal
you guys
want to
go get In-N-Out?
How have we not gotten In-N-Out since starting this?
Yeah, it's I don't know if we're going to have time, but anyway.
We'll see. We'll figure it out. Lex King has given us our first tip, and it's a $5.69 tip. It says, Dearest Nicholas, if you would be so kind as to wish my one true love and my best friend of the world, Virginia Briggs, a happy birthday. She means the world to me, and so does the Kinda Funny crew, LK. Happy birthday, Virginia.
Happy birthday. Briggs is just a dope last
name. That's a dope last name. That's like the last name of the character from Call of Duty.
Like if your last name is Briggs, one of the characters. You're going by Briggs.
Yeah, Briggs.
Briggs. Briggs. Get over.
Isn't Briggs the last name of...
That's Riggs.
Oh, you're right.
I have a Riggs and a Briggs in my life. Riggs, of course, being one of the characters from Lethal Weapon. And Miggs, my buddy Brian. His last name is Miggles.
Such
a good last name.
It's a great
Miggles.
Name. Well, Miggles is hilarious, and you call it Miggs, so it's cool and cute.
Yeah, Miggs is really cool. Sound.
J_Tone says, hello, my sweet internet boys. My New Year's resolution is to be more of an active member in the KF community. 2018 is going to be my year, and I want to share it with the best friends. Love you all.
I want to share it with you as well.
I like that energy. Mr. Yasman300 has given us a tip and said, Nick and Tim, did you see the fun clip Belly Bongo commercial that I tweeted you guys? Kevin saw it and he said, quote, I hate this.
I didn't watch it.
If not, here's the link.
I just saw the thumbnail and I was like, this isn't for me. I hate this.
Kevin, cue that up. J_Tone gave us another tip. It says, double dipping tips today just to say I fucking love Cool Greg. Like, seriously, what the fuck? But he said, what the fuck with a period, not a question mark. So it's an affirmative statement. Seriously, what the fuck? Right? Stotz Z says, finally able to watch live. Unfortunately, it's because my grandma had passed away last night. Mm. But you guys are keeping my spirits up. Love you all.
Grandpa.
Oh, Grandpa, excuse me.
I'm sorry. Our thoughts are with you.
Apologies on that one. Action J Jackson says, first time watching live in a while and tipping. Just wanted to tell you guys, keep up the great work and let Tim know that Ushers, you make me want to come. You Make Me Wanna came out in 1997. So it should be played at the KF prom. He's true about that.
You That's Make Me point. Wanna Come.
You gotta understand.
Needs to make that a fucking
You Make
song.
Me Wanna Come. But it has to be like You Make Me Wanna out or whatever.
I love it.
It might be Shade Z says, okay, I need to start off the day with asking about the 2018 Jackmanoff. Is it happening? If not, Will I eat a pizza later? Question mark. Who knows? I don't know.
No, let's all be healthy.
You're gonna have to be healthy. Yeah, we're still figuring that out. I want to actually have Yusuf either on the morning show or on GOG to talk about that as a topic. We got to figure it out with the guys, but I do want to do 2018 for sure. Jackmanoff, we'll figure it out. It's on my list of to-dos right after find a venue for prom and pay everyone. So we'll get that done. We'll get that done. Nomad Sefer says, watching live for once. This tip is for Cool Greg, Armani Dope Dick, the kind of Harlem gang, and those sweet few minutes when the stream died and me and my wife figured out what to eat for lunch.
There we go.
Oh,
there
shit, what are you guys having?
Yeah, I don't know. What are you guys having? Tell us in the chat. MLML Shenanigans says, hey guys, I wanted to shout out a fellow best friend who started his own brand, Super Ugly Clothing, with a K. It's a mix of Japanese culture and American street art. Give him some love, at Super Ugly K on Twitter.
Super Ugly K.
And still, and the winner and still champion of all of the handles here I've ever seen, Party McFly. Says, you guys always talk about best Marvel movie, but what are your top three DC movies? Everything from Superman 1978 to The Dark Knight. What are your favorites? You can even count the animated ones.
Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises.
There you go.
Done.
Nailed it.
Superman 2 somewhere in there. Gordon Logan has given us our final tip for now. It says, I got tired of waiting on the DVDs to come from Netflix, so I bought phase one of the MCU on Amazon this morning. Don't tell my wife. Save the Rebellion. Save the Trees.
Save the Rebellion. Save the Trees is still one of the fucking funniest things that's ever happened. It kind of
dying.
Funny.
I was dying.
That
work?
When did we do that?
It was when Kevin was hella sick
and he was so sick.
He was pretending to be Forrest Whitaker from Rogue One.
I don't think I was pretending to be anything. I was just laying on the ground over there, right? And Greg like, yelled.
But why didn't you say save the trees?
Oh, I was repeating what Greg was saying. And I heard him say, save the trees.
And it sounded like when Forrest was like, save the rebellion.
My throat was gone.
Save the trees.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Save the rebellion, save the trees. Let's put that on a shirt. How about that? That's it for tips, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to PS I Love This Best Friend XO. This is your opportunity to shout out someone in the community you feel is doing just a bang-up job of being a human being, just like Christina did. She went to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, filled out the form for Alex Keen Virus. She's shouting out Alex. She says, this guy has been nothing but supportive and compassionate for as long as I've known him. Currently, juggling a full-time job, Twitch streaming, making friends happy, and being there for anyone that needs his help. He's still able to be my best friend, / husband, / player too. I love you. You're doing great. That's really nice.
Yes.
That's really, really nice.
Congrats.
Tibbetts giveaway time. Tell all the fine people out there how they can win.
Four ways to win. All right? Number one.
One.
Be right there in the Twitch chat.
Easy.
Number two, be a Twitch subscriber. You can also be a Twitch Prime subscriber. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime. Every month, you have one free Twitch subscription you can use. So please use it on us. It'll enter you. Three, patreon.com/kindoffunny, which gets you access to the Game Over Greg show early, which right now includes Cisco's episode, and it's a great episode. Or four, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, gets you party mode early. It gets you games cast early. It's good. It's good.
Fantastic.
And also, check out, this is just not related to Patreon, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames right now has the Game of the Year video live, so you should check that out. But those are the four ways to win.
Fantastic. Our winner today wins Ultimate Chicken Horse on the PS4, which will be a really fun game. Congratulations to Gabriel Rivera from the Kind of Funny Patreon. You have won Ultimate Chicken Horse on the PS4. This just in, Tim.
What?
I believe we have picked our community subscriber. Have we not? I will be subscribing at the end of today to Jenna Snow and Jeremy Craves. Twitch.tv/CravesSnow.
Craves Snow.
They're awesome.
The homies.
There you go. You will get my Twitch sub from this month. From Amazon
Prime. We appreciate
Prime.
You.
We keep appreciate you.
People, though, because I have a lot.
There you go.
Keep sending peeps.
It's 3-3 time. We're going to take some questions, comments. For those of you watching live, congratulations. For those of you watching on YouTube, you done effed up. Because this is the best part of the show right here. It's when we talk to the norms for a second.
The normies.
We take three questions, comments, or compliments from the norms, the people who, you know, decided, hey, I'm too lazy to do Amazon with Amazon Prime. Then we go into the golden children, the chosen few, the diamonds in the rough.
Ooh, I
the
like
subscribers.
That.
Do you guys want to watch this video?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
The quote was save the rebellion, save the dream. It sounded like you said save the trees.
No,
save the
I trees. Said save the tree, because that's what I heard.
Save the rebellion, save the trees. Give it to me. Give it hard.
Hold on.
Give me the belly bongos.
Yeah, we're going.
Bongos, clap it on tight. Turn up your music. All right.
Now shake it, make it.
What the fuck was wrong with the 70s? Versus the 80s? This looks like the 80s, actually.
There's never been anything like it.
Can we buy one of these for Kevin? Kevin, if I buy this, will you do this?
No.
Please?
No. Those aren't even the bongos that they're playing.
Oh, they're playing a bucket. It's just some weird plastic box.
Shake it.
Do you think is their catchphrase. Do you think?
Do you think, Tim?
Do you think?
It's the Jedi, says Superman 2, The Dark Knight, and Batman Forever. I'm assuming those are your top three DC movies, and for that last one, you're out.
You're out.
You can't watch this show anymore. Nobody's top three movie has Batman Forever on it. Take yourself, crush yourself.
Isn't that Joey's favorite movie of all time?
No, Joey's favorite movie of all time is Grease 2.
Grease 2, we know this.
That's not her favorite movie of all time.
The term golden children is wading into cult territory. No, it's not. Okay. I like the term the Golden Child because it's one of my favorite Eddie Murphy movies.
Such a
the
good
Golden
movie.
Child. I mean, fuck, it's the Golden Colt.
Right?
Colts can be cool. We're bringing it back. We're taking it back.
You know what? Colts are cool.
Yeah. Finally, a cult that doesn't
end. You guys
want
to leave your family and never talk to your parents?
That's the thing.
Come over here.
We've been waiting for a cult that doesn't end poorly. Kind of funny.
Or Christianity. Whichever one you want to look at. Yeah, exactly. We're fine. Do we use cult tactics to keep you here? No, we're not smart enough to do that.
Nope.
If we did, we backed into it by accident or fell into it. There you go. I call you the Golden Child because I'm a huge Eddie Murphy fan from the 80s. That's why.
Such a good movie.
The Diamond in the Rough reminds me of Diamonds Are Forever, which is a Bond film.
Yeah, it is.
Everything in my life revolves around movies. I'm not original. Shut up. Dear Nick, you are making a cult for people calling us the Golden Child. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Jesus Christ. I don't think that's what his comment said.
I don't know either, man. I just
Random One SE says, Tim, watch Power Rangers on Netflix last night. It wasn't the car crash that I thought it would be. I mean, I remember when we did the review. I agree with you as well. It's not a good Power Ranger movie. That's the problem. It was. I liked the them... being kids elements, it felt like a shitty Chronicle, you know? Mm-hmm. But I really like Chronicle. So even a shitty Chronicle, I'm like, I can get behind this.
It was,
all the Power Ranger aspects of it, not too good.
No.
Not too good at all.
It wasn't
It's
great.
A bummer it's not getting a sequel, though. I feel like they could have improved a lot.
I think they nailed that. You know what? I think they told the story they came there to tell.
I don't think,
and we're
man,
good.
No, it's no.
I we're good. Mm. We're good. Mark my words.
I could use a part two.
Watch Clint says, I said, I want the knife. Please. That was my best impression of Eddie Murphy from Golden Child, and I fucking love that scene. I love that scene. Bat nips equals fat lips, says JPS Collins, referring to Batman Forever, I assume. If I had to do my top three DC movies, for sure Batman 89 would be on there. Then Dark Knight. Then probably Superman 2, I would say. Those are mine. There you go. You're welcome.
Superman.
My answer is it's undeniably it's the Nolan trilogy.
No.
Like, there's other good movies, but like.
I went back and watched The Dark Knight Rises
mm-hmm.
recently. It was on TV. And it's good, but it's no 89 Batman. It's just not.
It's not.
It is not.
It's better.
It is not.
It's way better.
Frog and Bullfish 89 says, Tim, you dieting? Question mark.
I'm not dieting, but I'm not drinking in January. Mm-hmm. Which is a whole sober January.
Sober January, that's gonna be boring.
Why
you guys are gonna have to break that, by the way, for Thursday night.
I mean, that's the thing, yeah, it's weird. It's impossible to do that, whatever. I might break it. Who the fuck?
Just break it.
That's
break
all.
It. Official X Death said, wait, it's not getting a sequel? What the fuck?
Yeah, no, it didn't perform well enough in theaters. It's doing really well in home video, so that's its only hope, but we'll see.
But I mean, it performed very poorly overseas.
But yeah, the overseas is what fucked it. But it's performing very well at home video. So,
Mystery Yasman 300, we've gone into sub only mode. Thank you guys so much for subbing to us. Nick says, Mystery Yasman 300, are you pissed that Narcos season 4 won't star Pedro Pascal? Instead, it will star Michael Pena and Diego Luna. I'm not mad at Michael Pena and Diego Luna, but I'll tell you one thing right now: you put Michael Pena and Diego Luna together, you don't get Pedro Pascal. You don't get Pedro Pascal wearing those Levi jeans, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
You don't get when he comes on screen, my wife goes, and gets a little tight in her pants,
Jesus
you know what I mean?
Jesus Christ, no, I don't know what she means.
Pedro Pascal is a badass, and you know, I like watching that guy act. We'll see, we'll give Narcos season 4 a shot, but honestly, we've had two really good seasons of Narcos so far, so I'm good.
I got questions about the tight in the pants thing that your wife's getting.
Just tighten the pants.
I got questions about.
Black Widow trailer, says Falcon 1282. Then he says, whoops, I mean Red Sparrow trailer.
Oh,
have you seen the trailer for Red Sparrow?
No.
Holy motherfuck, this movie looks great.
Really?
It's Jennifer Lawrence's new movie where she plays like a Russian
Black
assassin. Yeah, I mean she plays the Black Widow, basically.
Interesting.
It looks hot. Hot.
Hot. Want to get into the chosen few? Are we already there?
We are there. Lakers Shed 2432 says Kevin hates Pedro Pascal because he's Chilean, and I'll just go in and fill in the blank here that he's too afraid to say because Kevin's racist.
Nationalist. Okay.
I've
fair
heard
enough.
It both ways.
There's a difference. I've heard it both ways. Webhead 86 says, why is your pants tightening? I don't know. It's just what came out, guys. Okay. I don't know.
Nick, there's accountability for the things you say, all right?
No, there's not. Not this far on the show. Nobody watches this far.
JPS Collins says, wait, does Nick's wife have a dick?
Hey, maybe. We're from San Francisco. Fucking be cool.
Lexi Gunner says, Nick and Tim, would you say Downtown SF is a safe bet to book a hotel for KF Prom? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Falcon 1282 says Marvel should have made a Black Widow movie by now. That's kind of true, actually. Although she is still a side character, she's not one of the main characters.
It's crazy they haven't made another Hulk movie.
Is it? I don't think so. They did. It's called Thor Ragnarok.
So good.
We'll take one more comment and then we'll wrap this up, Tim, because we're almost 5 minutes into the other show. Ignacio Rojas says, I can confirm Kevin hates Chileans.
I heard it both ways. So.
First off, I don't think Kevin's ever denied that he hates Chileans.
In fact, I think he blatantly said it.
He actually has said multiple times Chileans are terrible. So that's Kevin. You know, point all your hate at Kinda Funny Kevin on Twitter.
Let's see.
All right, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Tim, thanks so much for joining me today. Well, good to have you back, sir.
It's good to be back.
I will see you guys tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, hang out. I'll read subscribers in a second. And Greg and Tim will be back for Kinda Funny Games Daily to talk about all the fun things that happened over the weekend, what they played, what I should be playing, but I never will play. Go Mario Odyssey. Kevin, cut the feed.